Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing it.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And this house ain't no home. Anytime he goes away. Wonder this time. If he's gone,
my soul forward, yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and this house ain't no home. Anytime he goes away.
Oh. All right. We buy a brand new Range Rover. Then she jump in on the Benz and she say, make we go to California, straight to Arizona. Then we pick up our shipment, say she have a reach down south, South Carolina. And we get in the paper, she say she don't want me suffer, and me a feeling better. Big house plus big car, holy paganja.
Well, I'll leave that. Sunshine when he's gone.
Run it for me, run it for me.
Only darkness every day.
Run it for me, life not bad at all.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away.
Ah, yeah. They lock up Bojo 1 month later, them hold me. 6 months after that, me see Dodos on TV. Cartel said jail time, that a waste time. Now me see cartel, him a do time. Busy say me nah go a jail again. But busy did end up in a the bullpen. Now them looking for big ship, my friend. But big ship sail away from them. You wanna know?
Well, I'll leave that man alone. Cause ain't no sunshine. Sunshine when he's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And he's always gone too long. sunshine when he's gone.
That was Cheryl Cook featuring Ross Lyon, a tribute to DMX. Rest in peace, my brother. Man, I'm so sad that our brothers are gone. You know what I'm saying? It's about living, man. I'm just sad to see him gone, man. He was a soldier, another soldier in God's army that's been gone too soon, man. Behind, you know, stuff, you know. You guys got to get it together, my brothers and sisters, that's all. But anyway, we're gonna bring in our special guest, G. Wyatt from Portland, Oregon. What's up, G?
Yo, 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 what's good?
Yo, man, so let everybody know who you are and and give us a little background on you and how you got into the business and everything.
Man, I'm from Portland, Oregon, originally from Chicago. Well, I've been doing music for 21 years. Actually, back in the day when I first started, I started in the basement with these cats called Ghetto Trilogy, and I was watching them rap. I'm like, man, I want to do that. And I remember when I first wanted to start, man, they was like, you know, I didn't know how to write my raps or nothing, and this is what I want to do, you know? So I started doing it, you know, starting to figure out how to write the raps and all that. And hold on. I'm on a radio interview. But anyway. Well, yeah, I was getting interrupted by my wife. But anyway, that just inspired me, you know, just watching all the rappers, DMX, you know, Twista, you know, all these different rappers inspired me. So that's what I wanted to do, you know. So and then I just started doing it, recording and learning how to do this stuff. And then eventually, you know, as I got older, I started making, you know, albums and stuff like that. And then and went from there. So. Man, it's just a lot to talk about, man.
Go ahead, man. You got it. The floor is yours, man. Do your thing.
But, yeah, man, eventually I went to school stuff, started learning how to record and do all that stuff, and started recording myself. And over time, I just started coming up with things and doing all that. God, I got people pulling me up on this phone. I hate that, man.
Say again.
Man, this is sorry about that, guys. Man, I'm just my wife keeps pulling me up, and I tell her I'm on the phone. But
yeah, we know what time it is. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you already said your influences in hip hop. So what do you think about hip hop and where you see hip hop going in the next 5 years?
Growing up, hip hop was actually hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It was real. Everybody was real. So when people were rapping, they were speaking about real things. And like the music today, you know, it's not my forte. It's a different genre from what I come from, you know, like the mumble rapping and stuff. I don't do that, but I got respect for the people that are still doing that, you know, the younger generation and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just, growing up, you know, like Biggie and Pac, that was real to me. You know what I'm saying? And the things that they talked about, and I feel like the things that people talk about today, or they're just going off of the fad, they're following a trend. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not with it. I'm like the type to be your own person and do your thing and speak about real stuff that you do. You know what I mean? Because, you know, growing up and watching people rap about the things that they don't do, you know, they're always confronted with issues and problems. You know, so I've always learned to rap about the things or write songs that I've been through or the things that I do. So I just try to, you know, avoid any type of confrontation with any type of people when it comes to the hip-hop music, because my uncle, he's the one that taught me a lot of this music, and he always told me that you always will be held accountable for the things that you rap about, because if you rap about gangster stuff and you ain't on that, you're going to be confronted with that. You know, so that's kind of like some of the influences that, you know, I try to tie in my music. So,
man, that's what I'm saying, bro. See, I ain't got to say nothing, man. You done told the truth, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I ain't tell you to say that. You said it for yourself. People take this stuff personal, man. It's just some words, man. Hip-hop is some words. That's all I was saying the other day. That's all I was saying. We need to stop dying, man, because it's about living. Hip-hop is about living. You just told a story. We didn't talk about dying. You know what I'm saying? We talked about living, man. Hip-hop is about living, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm tired of seeing my brothers. I'm tired of seeing my brothers dying before, you know, just dying, man. You know, I understand you dying of natural causes and everything, like Marky D and people like that, and Andre Harrell. You know what I'm saying? They died of natural cause. You died. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, man, no, we got to change up, man. We come from a different generation. We was about fight, man.
Yes,
I come from
hip-hop
a generation.
Hip-hop is a culture, man. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where you come from, white, black. You know what I'm saying? Thing is, it's like people, you know, if people are doing better in the music, they like to hate on one another. It's about supporting one another. You know what I mean? That's how you get far in life, you know, in music, about supporting other people in music, no matter how good or that. You know, you're supposed to support them and uplift one another in this music. You know, if you're trying to down talk somebody's music because they're just starting or, you know, they're not as good as you, it's always you always should try to uplift people in the music. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, and there's a lot of hate and despite because this person's doing more than you or this person's got more YouTube videos than you. You know what I mean? I support any artist regardless if they're new or old. You know what I mean? As long as they're doing something in the music, it really don't matter. When I first started, I wasn't all that good. You know, and then I got better over time. And then once I got better, all the people that hated on me, now they want to be in my corner and be like, oh, yeah, you good now? Can we get on a song with you or do all that? And I look back at them, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to hate you for that. Yeah, I'll do a song with you. I'm going to bless you. You know what I mean? And by me doing that, a lot of blessings came towards me. You know, I've done a track with Kevin Gates, you know, Kid Ink, all these different people. Is because I've been blessing people myself. You know, some people hit me up like, hey, can you mix my stuff? Hey, no problem. I'm not going to charge you because I know a lot of people ain't got the funds to pay for mixing and mastering to get their music out there. But it takes money. You know, you got to invest in yourself. The biggest thing is to invest in yourself, even a little bit of money. It don't take a lot of money to put out an album. You know, that's why I went and learned the stuff that I learned, because when I was doing it, I didn't have the money or the things to put myself out there. You know, so I went and did all the research and the things that I needed to do to get my music heard and out there. You know, so I went to school and learned how to do certain things and eventually got my own equipment and started doing all the stuff myself. And then people would come to me, hey, can you do this? Yeah, no problem. And I've been blessed for that every single time. You know, and that's where I've made a lot of connections with different cats in the industry. Man, I've done a lot of songs with a lot of people and still going. 21 years later, I'm still going. So.
Say it again. You just educated the masses. You understand for free. You know what I'm saying? You ain't charged. What you mean? We just gave you some information for free. All you got to do is listen to the radio show. This man just educated you on how you come up. You ain't given nothing. He got an opportunity. Like I said, he went back to school. You know what I'm saying? Old and ancient shit we talking about. Educating yourself. Know about hip-hop before you get into hip-hop. Know the rules about hip-hop before you get in hip-hop. Hip-hop is about some words, man. Some dumbass words. That's what I'm saying. We should not be sitting up here and be killing each other and shooting each other over some stupid-ass words anyway. That's what I'm saying. Hip-hop was some word. Ain't hip-hop words? Ain't poetry words? Why are you taking that shit personal? If I say your music is whack, so what? You come back. Like I said, hip-hop is you come back. When somebody say you whack, you come back and say you whack, too. We talk,
yes,
you know what happened? You know what I'm saying? Went back in the day, we used to talk about your shoes. We used to talk about your hairstyle. We was laughing, man. After that, we was laughing and joking. After that, we was laughing because you was talking about my shoes and I was talking about your hairstyle. That's how the shit went down back then. Kumo D Talk said Busy B was whack. Did he jump on him? Did he do that?
You know, people had issues. You know, they battle it. You know, they rap battle. Okay,
yeah.
You know, let's battle.
Say it again.
You know, that's what they didn't pick up a gun and shoot nobody. You know, these youngsters, you know, they put out these songs, you know, rapping about this person. They think there's not going to be consequences and repercussions for rapping about the next man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop was not made to be like, oh, you rapped about this, so I'm going to come kill you. Or you bigger than me, so I'm going to come kill you. That's what happened to MO3. People hated on him. Same with Tupac. They killed Pac for the same thing. Biggie, same thing. You know, rap is rap. Hip-hop is a culture. It's for everybody. You know what I mean? People,
it's words again. It's words again, like I said. It's words. It's some dumbass words. And then we took it personal. It's words, man. Like I said, hip-hop started with I'm better than you, you better than me. That's what I'm saying.
They can't even tell you who DJ Herc is from New York.
Right.
He started rap.
Say it again.
These youngsters cannot tell you who DJ Herc is from New York. He's the first rapper. You know, that's where hip hop came from. You know what I mean? If you're gonna know, if you're gonna rap, damn, where hip hop came from, understand the culture. You know, it's more
understand
than
the rules. Tell them the rules. Tell them the rules. There's rules.
Man,
the four elements of hip hop. What's the four elements? They don't know the four elements of hip hop, like you said.
Yeah, understand this before you even get into this culture. Understand that hip hop is a big culture. It has major influences. All that has so many major influences to this that hip-hop is worldwide. Everybody want to be a rapper now. Everybody's an independent rapper. Everybody. But understand, when you do music, understand what you're writing about. Understand, music is mathematics. Everything is mathematics in music. Counts, bars, all that. You know what I mean? People just rapping. People rap because their friends rap. You know?
They didn't put that in the documentary, too. They didn't put that in the documentary. They didn't put that in the documentary.
Yes, sir.
They didn't put that in the documentary.
Yeah, exactly. Music is mathematics. Remember that. People should study their music, study what they're doing before they do it.
They don't have to. They just got to take off their clothes. They don't have to. They just have to take off their clothes. They just got to bend over, man. They ain't got to do that no more. And it's the OGs that's selling that shit. But wait a minute. It's the OG. You know why they doing it? Because the OGs didn't tell them. And they supporting that bullshit. Guess who's running hip-hop? Look who's running hip-hop. Look who's running hip-hop. Look who's running hip-hop. It ain't youngsters running hip-hop. Hello.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to play your song. We're going to play your song, Hotel Rooms, that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, that's what my Uncle Malcolm, he's the one that taught me that. He's singing a hook. And we did that song not too long ago, Hotel Rooms. And, you know, he's singing a hook. He was the one that taught me. He was in a group called Shock and Pleasure from Portland, Oregon. And he the one that taught me that stuff. I was like, Uncle, I need you on the hook of this song. So
we're going to play your song. Can we play G. White song, Hotel Rooms?
Yes, sir.
Lay you back. Let me lay you back, let me give you love. I don't play no games, baby, when I beat it up. Look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm a G. I do that shit good, that's why you mess with me.
Lay you back and give you love.
Let me break you off, baby. off all them clothes. Let me see that body while she fully exposed. She laying on her bed while she touching on her body. The way she be acting like she's in the same but naughty. Love it and I dig it so I give her what she needs. Hit it so good she be shaking at the knees. She falling in love with the way I put it down. Just for the night or I can hold you down. Just think about it. You could be my queen, I could be your king. We could see the world, I can cup you with a ring. You could be my girl, unless you the type of chick to keep it on the low. Just wanna fuck it, say it's complicated that you got another man. And you just can't take it, but you dig my style. You love how I want my man to tell her quit messing with the lanes, yeah. Let me lay you back, let me give you love. I don't play no games, baby, when I beat it up. Look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm a G. The BBS. I'ma kiss you from your neck down to your chest. And then I go a little lower. Work my tongue fast and I go a little slower. Imagine no gravity, we be in the sky. Fucking on the cloud, welcome to the mile high. We're sipping margaritas while we listen to the ocean. Making love in black sands on the beaches of Dubai. Balling, damn, I can be a genie. Rub the right spot, you would never wanna leave me. Heavyweight heartthrob, yeah I know you like that. All this way behind the dick, yeah, throw it right back. Your boyfriend can't give you more bang for your buck. So baby keep calm, let a fat nigga fuck. Cause I can be your fantasy, break you off proper.
Your body, nah, 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 nah.
Let me lay you back, let me give you love. I don't play no games, baby, when I beat it up. Look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm a G. I do that shit good, that's why you mess with me.
Lay you back and give you love.
From Portland, Oregon, and his song Hotel Rooms. Yeah, man, that was a dope song, man. I like that song, man. It's real cool, man.
Yes, sir. That was with my boy Roulette Delgado. We just did that not too long ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he's an amazing artist himself. You know, he's a really amazing artist. You know?
Go ahead. You sing too? You sing and rap too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right, man. Both. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I want to know. Yeah, you are. That's what I put on your the flyer that you are on the. Yeah, and a rapper too. So, yeah, I was just making sure. Okay, we're going to take the callers right now, see, and talk to a couple of callers. Yeah, can we take the first caller?
All right, we got 586-979.
Yesterday I was walking my dog to the park, and a guy ran over to me and...
978-891, you're live.
Emily, it's Ann Jules in the house. What's
hey,
up?
Hey,
what's
Jules.
Going on?
You got G-Y from Portland, Oregon. We got
What's
G-Y from Portland, Oregon in the house.
What's
nice.
Good with it?
I'm digging it. Oh, I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you guys for having me on and I appreciate you letting me call in and talk to you guys and show my support.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is? We vet in this game. We vet
right?
in this game. Tell them about yourself. Tell them who you are.
Oh, sure. No problem. Thank you so much, King. My name's Ann Jules, and I represent for Ageless Angels as my band. And then I also represent for the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide, spelled with a K, for Cripple. And we bring a platform for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the blind, the elderly, and the poor. And I'm on the 10th anniversary CD. that we put out a couple years ago with my homie, my family, Sugar Hill Gang's Wanda Mike. He dropped a track on that. And then Rob DeNoise Temple did too. And I just released a track. Tay and I, Ja Earthlyn J, my partner in crime and love, the love of my life, my king. We just dropped a track called Deja Vu for You in September. And Rob DeNoise Temple, he actually wrote the music to that, but he passed away last year, so we are honoring his spirit by releasing that track, so check it out. I mean, that's a little bit about what I've done and who I am. What about you? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Which one?
The guest. Yeah, would you like to... I like to inspire people.
Okay.
The other DJs on Blackout Radio have kind of coined me the dream catcher because I make dreams come true, not just only for myself but for others. And can you describe a moment on your pathway where you felt like you were at the top of your game, top of the world, happy as can be, just like the Almighty Most High wants us all to be in your greatest joy? Can you describe a moment on your pathway to help inspire us all?
And my thing is, one day I had this message from this guy named Octavius Miller for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. He'd been watching my music movement for a long time, you know, and he hit me and was like, "Hey, man, you want to perform at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards? You've been nominated for an award for Artist
of the
Year." Wow. So I got Artist of the Year award. I performed in front of, it was like 5,000 people, and that's the biggest show I ever did. And I got my Artist of the Year award. They called me. So that was like, I felt on top of the world. They came, picked me up in a limo, you know, and then the limo I went and showed my... And I gave that award to my mom. I said, "Mom, this is for you. I worked this hard to get here, you know." So I gave my mom the award. So she's so proud of the award. But I felt like I was on top of the world when I got that. I'm like, you know, if somebody's watching, you know, somebody's watching this guy. He told me, he said, "I've been watching you for years." Watching me on Facebook and stuff like this, is, you know, sharing my music and stuff like that. Well, his brother was Seagram Miller, the owner of Rap-A-Lot Records from Oakland, California. And so they've been watching me and stuff. So, you know, I've had many opportunities, you know, to be signed by major labels. But, you know, and then there's been a time where, I've had a lot of struggles in my life. You know, I grew up in the hood, you know, raised by a black family and stuff like that. You know, so I had a lot of struggles in my life, you know, and I had to overcome so many things, you know, and I'm still overcoming some things, you know, but, you know, I'm learning to deal with certain things. But, you know, eventually this music is going to pay off. I just work so hard in this, and I just, like, you know, I get discouraged sometimes, but the only thing is I can say is just keep pushing and you know, you're going to have people that discourage you. I get discouraged easy, but I snap out of it and I keep pushing. You know, regardless of what the situation is, I'm going to continue to do music until the day I die, you know. And I'm just waiting for that. I'm just waiting for that right opportunity to hit me in the face, because I feel like, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I feel like, when's my turn? You know, but maybe God has a better plan for me, and maybe it's not my turn yet, but then maybe it is. I just got to get my music in the right hands of somebody that really wants to push me, you know, and put me out there, because I feel like I have something to offer the world that they're just not seeing yet. You know, good music.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, you know, once I got my award, it's like, dang, you know, everything slows back down. You know, the coronavirus thing hit, and then everything went right back down. I'm like, oh, no. You know, so it's like, you know, right now I just feel like I'm stagnant right now, not really, you know, I'm still doing music with people, you know, but it's this, you know, sometimes when you live in a city where people don't support, it's like you got to go and find another way, find another pathway, you know, to go outside your city and get people that do support you, you know, so I go outside my city and get love and support from people. So, but yeah.
That's cool. Wow, that was a great answer, and I thank you for sharing that with me and with our callers and all the listeners and the host. OMF Posse and Black Tear here on Blackout Radio. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, King.
You're so welcome.
I wish you so much success, and I guess that's, you know, what we're all trying to do. As musicians, I miss going out and performing, but, you know, I just got my street performance license, and I street perform, and I'm working on my, actually, Darth Linday and I are actually, we just got word from our the guy who's mastering our track, we'll be releasing our own CD, you know, exclusively through us. So I'm kind of keeping everybody out of it. I'm keeping Spotify out of this one, and I'm keeping all the digital platforms, which is just crazy that we all get, you know, 0.00000% in royalties.
Yeah.
You know, where I'd rather just sell it outright and keep all the money. Like,
yeah,
God wants me to do, you know? Especially, you know, when those guys are pulling crazy stuff on artists like us. But I'm like you. Go ahead.
That's why, you know, you go on, you know, all these, you know, all these major platforms, you get 100% of your royalties. I've had so many times to be signed to labels, but then I just turn it down because they just take all your money at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I'd rather get 100% of my royalties and, you know, do my ASCAP and my BMI and all that and get paid money for what I'm doing. You know, I don't want no major label saying, well, I'll give you this, this, and this. But that at the end of the day, when they're done with me, they're going to, I'm going to be broke. I don't want to be broke.
You'll be owing them.
Exactly. I don't want to be broke. I can do this stuff independently and mess with mainstream artists at the same time and still get paid.
Yes.
You know, at
exactly.
The end of the day, people recognize hard work. People recognize it, you know, and, you know, I did a couple of songs with the dude, a couple of guys from Chicago and Minneapolis, Minnesota. They came and found me. They just looking through music and came past me. It's like, oh, man, I like you. You're tight. You know, let's do a song. I did it. I didn't charge them. I was just like, here's the beat. Let's do this. I'll mix and master. That's what I do. I mix and master. I do all this stuff, and I like helping people. You know, I just take my music.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you know, I've been messed over so much in the music, it's like I'm kind of nervous, you know, who to work with and who to not. But, you know, you can't just look at everybody like that. You know, you got to get everybody deserves a chance. You know, so that's how I look at it. I try not to turn people away, but, you know, I feel like, you know, when I go to the music level with people and then they don't take it serious as me, I feel some type of way. I'm going to be honest. If you don't take
seriously,
I'm going to feel some type of way. Because I've been doing
naturally.
It for so long. But exactly.
Right?
So I like, you know, I'll collab with any artist that wants to collab, you know, wants to push and go somewhere. That's what I'm about. Period. It's
exactly
what culture is supposed to do. You're supposed to help one another, uplift one another, and be on some positive and productive stuff. So
it's not hip hop, like OMF says. If it's not like that, then it's not hip hop.
Yo, check this out. The whole thing I was talking about, old and ancient shit. Don't give up the fight is what he's saying. That's where we come from. The hip hop is. This is what we was talking about. Don't give up the fight. We wasn't talking about killing nobody. We stood for something. We come from the generation of that stood for something.
Exactly.
That's what we're about. You know what I'm saying? You got hip-hop twisted. Again, you don't know nothing about hip-hop. Be quiet and learn. MCs teach you. Fight the power, the message, how we ain't teach you. We
positivity.
Taught you how to go up there and get some. We taught you how to go have sexual men in the bushes. How you ain't start nothing. We taught you how to hold a gun and shoot a gun. How you a gangster before we. Man, we bow down and respect us, man. Respect the old and the ancient people you're talking about. We taught you, but you went a foul and got butt naked. You got butt naked, bent over, all in the closet, all that shit. I got a rap song for your ass. You don't know I'm shit.
Hip-hop ain't the same these days. Lil Nas X, he puts out this song you know, with the devil on and giving the devil a lap dance, and he making millions of dollars off that song, and you got people out here that make way better music than that, and you won't pay that man millions of dollars giving the devil a lap dance. You're promoting satanic stuff. Like,
that's
I'm not
why
gonna
they
support
get
that. I don't have
yeah,
nothing
exactly.
against the gay community whatsoever, but I'm not letting my kids watch that. I'm not supporting that.
You got it.
Say it again.
That's not hip hop.
Say it again.
I'm not letting my kids watch that, and I'm not supporting
say
no
it again.
Satanic system. For
say
real.
It again. Say it
I'm
again.
Not letting my kids watch that. It's satanic. I don't support that. That's not real hip hop to me. When I was growing up, you didn't see men giving devil's lap dances, men hugging men in music videos. You didn't see that. That's not hip hop to me.
Nope.
That's not hip hop. These young people are learning this stuff and watching this stuff and thinking it's okay. If you believe in God, I don't judge nobody, but if you believe in God, you're not going to condone or support no activity like that, which I don't. But I have nothing against nobody. I don't hate nobody. Right?
Don't give up
well,
the fight.
Well, just so y'all know, I called out Cardi B as a transvestite. I got nothing against anybody who wants to do that. It's when they deceive us all, and then they call themselves a woman. I said on Facebook, I said, what would that know? What would he know about a WAP anyway? With its Adam's apple chopped off, and they lift the voice by cutting the vocal cords. That is a man in drag. And they're deceiving all people. And that's why they called it hate speech, and I haven't been able to post and comment on Facebook for almost 30 days. I'll be able to do that on Monday. But that's what they called hate speech nowadays, because I was calling out the devil. I mean, it's clear cut and dry.
You know what I call this? You know what I call this world today? I call it a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what this is.
Yep.
That's why
when
God.
Really
that's
look
why
at
God
it.
Destroyed. That's why God destroyed this world was because of all that weird stuff. Men with men and women with women. It says in the Bible, men is not supposed to be with men. Women are for men. I don't condone it, but I'm not going to judge you for what you do. That's not my place. That's what God does is he judges.
Right.
I don't have to like
exactly.
it or support it. But
and
I'm
you
not
don't have to
judge.
Show your children. Amen. Well, just so you know, Ageless Angels is family friendly. We don't swear. We promote nothing but positivity, too. And I've learned in my older age and my wisdom so that, you know, that's where my spotlight goes, too, because that's what God will want. And I ask God first, always. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I thank you so much, Kings, and my family for having me on, and I appreciate you letting me do my thing, and I thank you for connecting and taking the moments in your day to be on here and do this for all of us. And thank you so much for inspiring us with your answer, and congrats on your award and on all your success, and keep shining.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
And don't give up the fight, sis. Keep it. Make that necessary noise like John Lewis said before he passed away. Let's make
well,
that noise.
Remember.
Get in the
when,
fight. Make that noise.
Oh, definitely. Evil destroys itself, y'all. And that's what we're watching right now. I mean, it's scientifically proven that whatever you put out comes back at you. So all these little diabolical people doing their diabolical things, I laugh in their face. Good luck with that. But anyway, you guys just stay safe, stay healthy, and I thank you all so much for your support. And you guys
Sammy
have a
also.
Great weekend, and God bless y'all.
And all right. You too, Ed, too.
All right.
Too.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Salute.
Hey, can we take another caller? Can we take another caller?
818-217. 818-217, you're live. Two oh 9915, you're live. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Merrick. You already know what's going on.
What's up, man, Rich? We got my boy G. White from Portland, Oregon on the line.
Okay, that's good. Well, really, I just want to call in to promote my new song and also say that I'm about to start GoFundMe for my dad because like, it's for my dad's legal fees. It's because my dad's been corrupted by the legal system and lost all his money with his lawyer. So, really, I just want him home.
Yes, sir. That's understandable. I've been there.
Yeah. This world is, the devil is a liar, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to win stepping on somebody else to get to where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, God sees everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to pray on it. You know what I'm saying? Because prayer changes things. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Just follow and try to get your money back, man. You might not get your money back, but you might get, you know what I'm saying, you might get something else back in return for it, man. Expose them
just
for what they are.
Just remember, good always overcomes evil, man. This all I can tell you is, you know, pray for your dad, you know, and share that faith, you know, your Facebook GoFundMe, because there are a lot of people that do support you, man, you know, and
yeah.
And there's always going to be a fight, man. I've been involved in the legal system. I've been behind the other side of the wall myself, you know. So I know what it's like, you know, and I know what it's like for other people, you know, that are on the outside going through what you're going through. I can relate to you, man, because I got kids myself, you know, and I know what my children went through when I was on that other side of the fence. Don't stop fighting, man. Keep supporting your dad, man, and, you know, let him know every day you love him, man, and, you know, keep supporting him and let him know that you're there for him.
Yeah.
So we pray for you. That's my boy, 13 years old, 14, I'm sorry. He just had his birthday, and he does the dope music, man. We done play this music on our show, man. But this ain't about no music. We talking about something else, though, because this is what my show is about, man. We talk about everything, you know what I'm saying? So you never know what you can do for somebody, like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we pray, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's do the right, like you said, man. You just trust God. God's gonna solve it, man. Because I've been there.
Yeah.
I lost everything, man. I lost everything. I was dying of cancer. I'm telling you, I have a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? I'm dying of cancer. Lost everything. Making the wrong decision. It takes one decision, you lose everything. One bad decision. So remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I said, we all go through things, man. You just got to overcome and stay in the fight, like he said. Don't give up the fight. God is about living, man. And don't worry.
Right.
Because like he said, wait on him, because, you know, because vengeance is mine. So that person that stole that money from you, from your father, gonna get it worse.
It comes back to you tenfold, man.
Say it again.
Right. It comes back to you tenfold. When people do evil to you and you're a right person, believe me, justice, God always gives justice. Believe that.
We all got, that's what I'm saying. We all God's children. We got it twisted. We talking about we read the Bible. We all God's children. He blesses everybody. And he punishes anybody that goes against his God, his children. We all God's children. We forget that. We got the Bible all twisted.
Yes, indeed. People take God's words and twist them to what they want to fit them. That's what they do. But people pay. There's an action to every reaction. You know what I'm saying? And there's a consequence to everything that you do. So I always tell people, you know, use it. Think before you do. You know, because if you
right.
don't think, because when I never used to think, I was always in trouble. I always just would do before I thought. You know, and I'd always put my left foot before my right foot or whatever, and just go do it. But now, as I got older and wiser, I think about the things I do before I do it now. And it took me a long time to figure out myself and my life, man. you know, and things like that. So, you know, just remember, man, you got people in your corner, young man. You know, I've been there. I've been in your situation, man, in your shoes, man. So just don't stop, man. Just keep doing your music and think positive. Because if you put everything into reality, if you put everything into existence, it's going to happen. So remember that. When you think that you want this, think it into existence. When you think it into existence, it's going to happen for you one way or another, because I see it all the time. I see it every day.
Yeah.
Every day I see it.
Yeah.
Well,
so
thank y'all for letting me call in today. Also, y'all can check me out on all platforms under Mirror Rich, MeirRCH. Y'all can check me out on 14 and on Fire.
We love you, man. We love you, man. We praying for you, man. Thanks for calling in. That's the brother from the Bay Area, from Stockton, California, in the house. So we got another West Coast brother on the house, a youngster coming up that can, you know, that's, oh, man. That's a role model to young people. You understand? But young people, what are young people supposed to aspire to be? He's an example of that. So there you go. When you're looking for a role model, you got one right there. Thank you for calling the show. You stay up. We're going to pray for you and your father.
Yo, what's up? This is Midwest Matthew calling in from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
Hey, Midwest Matthew, what's up, my brother? We got GY from Portland, Oregon on that.
Sorry, can you say it again?
We got GY from Portland, Oregon in the house.
Oh, what up, GY?
Hey, what's good with it, man?
Shit, chilling. Just chilling. Trying to catch a little bite in the middle of the day, running around and everything. You guys feeling blessed today?
Yes, sir.
We all blessed. All
right. Yeah, I missed both of the show. I just now called in. I got a reminder and stuff that you guys were streaming. I saw your message earlier, OMF, that you had your show coming up, though. So, yeah, it's good getting back in touch with you.
Yeah, we switched it to Saturday. We used to have it on Wednesday, so we have it on Saturday from now on. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I reached out to you and let you know that. You know what I'm saying? And I play your music. I listen to your music too. I download your music and I play it in my car.
Bro,
I'm telling everybody that I download the y'all music and I play it in my car. I don't play popular music. That's real. I support y'all. For people that's independent like that, like my brother said. You know what I'm saying? That's got, you know, they got real got talent. We got so much talent that going around that nobody know about. But I know about it because I listen to it.
Right. Yeah, well,
and I played on my show.
Well, this is so the next thing that I'm going to be working on, so I know I do the music stuff, but I got this film that we've been shooting. We've been working on it since 2019. And that one, because, you know, like my music is more like it's got some political undertones, so this one's kind of the same thing. And I'm talking about I'm kind of depicting the emasculation of black men, whether it's hip-hop or in media or pop culture, like you were saying. So I'm just going to be touching on that kind of sort of, and that should be getting done here hopefully by the end of the month, and then we're going to finish the editing, and hopefully by this summer, beginning of summer, we're going to have the film out. So I definitely want you to check that out, and then also get, like, copies to Black Tear and everybody else that I mess with on this thing, that's kind of a big deal for me. And then after that, I'm going to get back to the music, though.
That's cool, man. You know we're going to support you, man. We support, like I said, we support you. It's been a while since you've been back. We ain't forgot about you. We ain't forgot about your music either. I listen to your music all the time, like I said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, so I support music. I support good music, man. I support, you know, hip-hop, real hip-hop, man. I support everything, man. They're doing the right, man. They're keeping us alive and free, man. That's what I'm about, man. That's all
for
I'm
sure.
about, man. That's all I'm about. Yep. Ain't nothing personal. It's just some words, like I said. Just talking shit, that's all. Y'all take shit too serious, man. Shit ain't that serious, man. It's just some words. That's all I said. Stay alive and free. Hip-hop is about living, not dying. What hip-hop you listen to?
No, you
see
have
how
to be
your life check. And look at how your life is. Look how your life is. Think about it. Look how your life
is. Mm-hmm. I did want to ask one question real quick before
sure.
I get out of here.
Yeah.
You said it's YF. Is that the right name?
Wyatt.
Tell me your best. Wyatt. Yeah, what was the name? My bad.
My artist name is G White, capital G W Y T E.
Oh, okay, G White. Okay, so yeah, and then you said, was it Oregon that you're from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been in Portland, Oregon for many years.
Okay, cool.
So, yes, sir.
So I just want to ask one question before I get out of here. So, what is your, when you're making music, what is your goal when you're making your music or making, you know, a song in particular? So, like, what is your intention behind making your music? Is it to get the club rocking, share a message, stuff like that?
I mean, my whole intention is it depends on what I'm inspired by. Like, if my wife inspires me to, write a song about her, you know, I do that. You know, if I'm doing a song about a club or money. It is I walk around, you know, I keep a notebook in my car. If I see something that inspires me, that's what I'm gonna rap about. If I see some homeless people, you know, and I'm watching they struggle, I'm gonna rap about that. You know what I mean? And things I rap about anything that comes to my mind. You know what I'm saying? Anything that I'm going through, anything that I experience. You know, that's just what I learned. You know what I mean? I just take it to a whole new level. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds like a true artist. You know what I mean? So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. Once again, it's Midwest Matthew calling in from Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks for letting me call in. And G White. So, all right, peace.
Yes, sir. See you later.
All right, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
One more.
Huh?
No more hands up right now.
All right, we're going to play Jacob's song 100 real quick.
Hello? You guys still there?
I started it up.
I'm only recording the first four bars of this, just letting you know.
Oh yeah, oh boy, this shit banging.
It doesn't make sense, cause you don't know about me, I'm so lit. Big boss, came up, yeah, elevated so quick. You don't know about me, I flow, I'm fat, on fire, this sense, so sick. 100%, shit, I might be 110. That doesn't make sense, cause you don't know about me, I'm so lit. Big boss, came up, yeah, elevated so quick. You don't know about me, I flow, I'm fat, on fire, this sense, I'm so sick. 100%, shit,
I might be 110.
Nobody satisfied until somebody died. I got the mob, they right by my side. You know my niggas right. Hey, hey, I ain't no killer, but don't push me. A lot of niggas out there, they done died over pussy. Never, ever, 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 ever catch me lacking, my nigga. I got this thin oil in my clip, tell them what's bracking, my nigga. 5-4 with the 4-5, I take your life. Ride around with that pit pipe, I fuck your wife. You can't never catch me slipping, cause I'm riding with the semi. I can't never carry a knife in case of Jason trying to get me. Catch me clutching all in public, boy, that burner staying with me. Wanna fuck for my persona, boyfriend thought that I was friendly. Lay that dick like Anaconda, have your missus in the treasure. I don't play by little Benji, boy, you know I'm trying to get it. Let me fuck your mistress for a minute, but you know it's not a minute. Let me fuck your mistress for a minute, but you know it's not a minute.
It doesn't make sense, cause you don't know about me, I'm so lit.
So lit.
Big boss, came up, yeah, elevated so quick.
So quick.
You don't know about me, how flow more fat, on fat, it's so sick.
So sick.
100%, shit, I might be 110.
110.
That doesn't make sense, cause you don't know about me, I'm so lit.
So lit.
Big boss, came up, yeah, elevated so quick.
So quick.
Don't know about me, how flow more fat, on fat, it's so sick.
So sick.
100%, shit, I might be 110.
110.
Tell me why am I winning, increases daily, improving my image. All of life's in and I gotta go get it. Dodge the odds, get ripped by the minute. No time for counting, I show up and spin it. Judge on my system, they know I'm a menace. Don't get offended, but I never mention the way that I live and it's very expensive.
Oh, you mad, yeah, yeah, I bet you mad.
Bet you mad.
I don't give a fuck, I come collect your bag. Bitch, I'm real, ain't no way to buy this swag.
Yeah.
I bust your ass, leave your whole family sad. Take off like a rocket, had to spin again so they can cop it. They tried to tell me I'm too cocky, but I already know because I'm popping. Hell nah, I ain't giving up on my dreams. I dare to try and stop me, bitch, I'm rocky. I knock you up out all that talking. Pull a fold, sip it slow, lean up to the side. Smashing on holes in the VIP, smashing holes in the whip outside. I gotta keep getting in those dresses, I need dollar signs. I'm young, and I'm getting it off the top, so how it sound.
In the system, made the wrong decision, pay the price for the next generation. The struggle will continue. Democracy's a cold teacher, check the menu. Without so-called jobs, we at the bottom of the pile, shooting dope in our face, and our nation's gone fuck wild.
So serious, we're
I don't know about you, so serious about the flows I got, and I'ma live to be a legend like Biggie and Pop. I often talk about the struggle, cause that's what it is. You hear me talk about the motherland, cause that's where we live. How can we change the world when we can't change ourselves? So what you waiting on? We already living in hell. But if you got it in your blood and it's flowing through your veins, then it is what it is and ain't nothing gon' change. I'ma put it in God's hand. We came from the motherland, shackled and chained. 10,000 miles we came, I ain't gon' never forget. We always born with a gift, and I'ma keep on rapping till my body gets stiff. Put my foot to the pedal, it's in a stir and a rebel. With a man on a mission, we don't need no one permission. We're serious.
We're so, so, so.